You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, what's happening?
Everything's happening at Subaville Studios. I love hanging out here. You even got the diffuser going for us here. It's got a nice lavender thing going for us. I'm feeling good.
Lavender. And I know we have some essential oil representatives within the chapters. My wife is sick, so I wanted to do lavender because that helps with staying healthy, with not getting sick. So
this time of the year, healthy is good.
Yeah, no kidding. So today for the podcast, we're going to focus more on a little bit of a networking focus versus BNI. A lot of our stuff is very BNI centric, and of course that makes sense. But this is something that Ty Bennett, I kind of got from, and I'm sure you've heard it in other places, but I really feel it's very important when we do our networking, be it the open networking at the meeting or even when you're at a networking event. And the concept is be more interested versus interesting. And for those of you that know me well, I love to talk.
We have noticed that.
Right. And if you ask me questions, I don't mind talking about myself and my family and my friends and all that. So what I always try to keep in mind when I'm at a networking event or when I'm visiting a chapter and I'm meeting visitors or new members is I always tell myself, make sure that you're being more interested in the other person versus interesting. I'm going to share a story, and then Ray and I are actually going to tear this one apart a little because we found, I want to say like a loophole in it or a challenge, if you will.
It has its challenges.
And we want to tie that in. But here's the most recent experience I had to remind me to be more interested versus interesting. So my daughter, she's 5, and she's just started kindergarten, so we got the first birthday invite for one of the kids there, right? So we really don't know this family. At this point, she'd only been going to class for probably 2 or 3 weeks. So they host the birthday party at their house. They got a big blow-up bounce house, so you know they were having a blast, the kids were. And I got to meet this child's parents, so the mom and the dad, the husband and wife. And the wife was pregnant. I don't ever ask or say that, but she was pregnant. She said that she was pregnant. And I started talking to the husband. And I said, oh, well, man, you know, number two, that's pretty awesome. I have two myself. And I kind of went in on the, let's relate a little bit. And here's what the second one's like, because mine's, you know, 2 months old at this point, and this is what I've experienced. And after I just talked probably for 5 or 10 minutes, I may be exaggerating. He looks at me and he goes, oh, well, this is our 5th child that we're having.
Oh.
And it really, it just hit me. I thought, gosh, if I would have been more interested for 10 seconds into this conversation, I could have related better with him and maybe gave a better first impression than, oh, I'm Mr. Know-it-all because I have 2 kids and you don't yet. And I see that with a lot of parents. You know, a lot of my friends are having kids and stuff, and I see that with parents. We like to relate, right?
Sure.
The first one, if you have 2, you want to sympathize a little bit. Oh, how are things going? I know the challenge. 2, you're like, oh, yeah, I totally get that. 3, for me, that's when I say, What is that like? So, Ray, what is that like with three girls, right?
When you have to switch from playing man-to-man to going zone, it really changes the game.
And then I heard once you go past 3, it's just all automatic at that point.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, kids kind of start helping raise the kids and all. I mean, I even see Isabel as 5. She helps a lot with our newborn. So that was when in real life, not even business networking, it really hit me how important this concept is, because it can skew the conversation to be more positive to the person you're meeting versus you looking like a know-it-all or like you're cooler than you think you are. So Ray, what about open networking though? As you've been immersing into BNI, you've been visiting a lot of chapters, you get to spend some time open networking, you go to networking events. What have you seen this concept as you've been visiting?
Well, I you mentioned this too, there's kind of almost a catch-22. There's certainly a catch to doing this because you want to be interested, but as you're meeting new people, they are also wanting to be interested as well. So oftentimes they will approach you and say, Brandon, tell me all about your life. Tell me about your business. Tell me about what makes you great in what you do so I can help you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we as human beings, as people, we feel a little flattered, and we're going to go ahead and tell you all about our lives. I'm going to tell you about my wife, my three kids, and what all I have going on in my crazy mixed up world in which I live. I'm going to tell you about the great things that BNI does if you want to find out more about that. And then by the time you kind of get done talking, you realize I really have been the interesting one, whether I'm intended to or not. Mm-hmm. You can kind of get stuck as we sort of get in the role and get to answering those questions. You kind of have to be conscious at some point, you know, you have to stop the answer and then ask that question back.
Right.
Put it back to the other side and go, hey, yeah, whoa, calm down about me. And it's not about me. It's about you as well. I'm going to come back to the Ivan Meisner saying where he says we have two ears and one mouth, should use them proportionally. Well, it kind of works in that sense. It's hard to be 50-50 or whatever proportion, but at least make sure when you're meeting people in that kind of situation and you are making that type of presentation on yourself that you are stopping occasionally to ask that question back.
So let's try this. Let's have a conversation as though we're at a networking event and we're both trying to be interested in each other versus interesting. Okay, you ready?
That sounds, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, and let's go back to the good old days. So I'm going to talk about countertops and you can talk about
insurance.
Perfect. All right, so here we go. So we're at a networking event. Hey, I'm Brandon. So what do you do?
My name is Ray Hughes. I work in insurance, but enough about me, really. You're Brandon, you do what?
So I actually sell countertops. I'm in the home improvement industry. But let's not talk about that. I'm more interested in insurance, you said, right?
Yeah, but everybody knows everything there is to know about insurance. You got to have it, right? Enough about me. Tell me, really, what makes your countertops great, Brandon?
I am not here to give you a sales pitch. I'm here to build relationships. So you focus more on how long you've been in that insurance company, and don't worry about me.
This is weird. It's kind of tough.
You are correct. It's hard to have a conversation with both are very trying to do the interested thing. And that's why I think when you have the door of opportunity for that question, that's when our weekly presentation practice really shines through. Because you can talk about your business in 1 minute. Well, 60 seconds, 45 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever you get at your meeting, you're practicing weekly on how to give a very thorough but quick response. And that opens up the opportunity then to be more interested again. So I think BNI, as one of the many values that we get out of it, one of them is you can talk about your business quickly, focused, and even maybe throw in an opportunity to ask for a referral. Now, obviously, right place, right time for that. But I think that's something our members don't realize we get better at. And you might find yourself able to be more interested because when you get that opportunity to talk about yourself, you don't lose 10 minutes of your life that you never get back because I'm notorious for that. But you're very aware of we are very short on time here. The event's going to start here pretty soon. Here's what I do. Here's my business very comfortably. And then say, so tell me more about yours.
Yeah, being aware of how much you are talking about yourself and how much you are saying that and being ready for that, you know, like you said, that weekly presentation does kind of prepare you for being concise and being able to give that answer concisely sometimes takes practice. I know I probably have gone on a bit long about myself from time to time. People who've known me for a long time know I would almost be as bad as Brandon about that sometimes.
I was going to say, I'm sure I can
almost
beat you. Yeah. I'm still like, sure beat you. So, any final thoughts on this, Ray?
Well, yeah, as I'm kind of thinking about it now, I remember as I'm going around and as Omaha director and coming new to a lot of chapters and meeting a lot of people, the people that I remember better are the ones that I was more interested in than rather presenting myself as being interesting. As it worked out, you know, come back around for that next visit, the people that I spent more time listening to were the people that I remembered better and could relate to better that next time around. I remembered who they were, what they did. I remember aspects of their life because I listened. Mm-hmm. The people that I found myself being trying to project myself as interesting to, they probably knew me, but I'm like, you maybe do something with money? And that was about as far as I could go.
Yep.
So there is a definite benefit in making sure that you are being interested.
Mm-hmm. and I think that that goes back to networking events. You don't always have a lot of time with everybody. The more you can learn about them, consistently go to events, because then you will have that opportunity to be on the interesting side. I did quotes, you can't see it, but you've already established a relationship with this person. We're very fortunate in BNI. We do that every week. That's one of the values of meeting every week. But when you're doing this at a networking event, remember, you met somebody once, get back to where they're going to be so that you can continue to build that relationship. And that's how you're going to see more opportunities to grow your business.
Thank you.
And with that, just a reminder to our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, I appreciate your insight on this one, especially as you have been networking a lot lately, right?
I appreciate the lavender that is now coursing through me right now. This is great.
And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.